Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Stock Market Today. It's Allie Corman, Ed Carson with the breakdown of the action in today's session, Tuesday, May 7th, where we saw stocks pause after a recent run, Ed.
Yeah, I mean, that was sort of normal action. I want to take a look at three stocks that are showing pretty good action: Starbulk Carriers, Ares Management, and Embraer.
Okay, well, we'll take a look at those three stocks, but first, let's take a look at those major indexes. The NASDAQ down just 0.1% on the day, the S&P 500 and the Dow up as much. The Russell 2000 outpacing the gains today, up about 0.4% heading into the close. So a pretty mild day, which, you know, if you put it into the context of the gains that we've made over the last couple of days, Ed, pretty good to see a pause here.
Yeah, I mean, this is very normal. I mean, three strong days. And really, if you think about from the lows of April, really strong few weeks, ultimately. Yeah, so this is nothing. It really is a blip. It really does look like a blip on the chart. Yeah, there's a lot of gold mines and landmines when it comes to earnings season. But overall, we're seem to be past the stage where like that terrible report is going to wreck the market or really lift the market, honestly.
Right.
So pretty healthy action.
Yeah, save for NVIDIA, perhaps in a couple of weeks, but
yeah, that's coming.
We don't need to worry about that just yet. And in terms of where the NASDAQ is from a technical perspective, we are still holding above that reversal bar from mid-April that saw us slice below the 50-day line and a couple of really weak days after that. So it seems like asking the NASDAQ to hold above that level may be a little bit tight. We might want to give it down to the 50-day or even the 21-day, but even better if that 21-day can start catching up to the action and get back above that 50-day line. What do you think, Ed?
Yeah, I agree. And that would also sort of coincide with forming handles. I mean, honestly, it's sort of forming a base. And if you look at NVIDIA, it looks actually quite similar. You brought up NVIDIA. A pause here wouldn't be the worst thing. That's a little bit misnomer. It didn't drop to the 50-day line. But if it sort of paused right around here, you could see a handle forming, which would be nice after an 11% run over 3 days to pause for a little while. So that's the kind of thing. So if the market can do that as well, that could be really constructive. You'd see stocks like this maybe setting up some nice buy points.
Yeah, we'd really like to see that. Let's also take a look at the S&P 500 pausing here as well. So looks quite similar. You know, maybe from the highs, we can draw a downtrend line. We cleared that yesterday. So again, seeing some tight action here, seeing the shorter term moving averages catch up would be nice to see. Let's also take a look at the Dow today, continuing to inch higher and holding above its own 50-day line, not quite yet above that reversal bar that we saw for the Dow on 4-4, which it sliced below the 50-day line on that day. So lagging here, but you know, we don't pay a whole lot of attention to the Dow unless it's outperforming, you know?
Yeah, I agree. As lagging but not losing is okay. That's fine with the Dow generally.
Exactly. Okay, let's take a look at IWM. This is an ETF that tracks the small cap Russell 2000. We're also seeing this area of the market make headway as well after getting back above the 50-day line. We are above 200, which corresponds to the 2000 level on the Russell 2000 index itself. So this has been a battleground area all year long, really, Ed, and we're back above it.
Yeah, the 2000 level, the 50-day, the 205 level, you know, is sort of an area. There was a lot of highs in that spot. So, you know, it's right there now. I mean, it's just, there's always another challenge. There's always another hurdle. And it'd be nice to get a really sustained move here. We did see some positive breath today, even though the major indexes weren't really going anywhere. And RSP, which is an equal weight for the S&P 500, it wasn't a big move, but it did move above the 50-day line. So that's showing a little bit more breadth in this rally.
Yeah, a notable development there as it outpaces the S&P 500. Let's also take a look at 0TNX. This is the 10-year yield. Another red day here. So coming off a little bit more, Ed, as it dips below that 4.5% level.
Yeah, that's been really great to see. That's a huge reason why the market has had a nice run here. Not a whole lot of economic data this week. There will be more next week. You know, just pulling back, I mean, it wouldn't be surprised to see the 50-day line, but this has been a nice tailwind now once again for the market.
Yes, very helpful for stocks. Okay, let's take a look at Star Bulk. This is SBLK, a dry bulk shipping firm here with a big breakout above the 25 level today. Shares gaining about 5.9%, heavy volume, and an RS line blue dot on this breakout, which really underscores the stock's outperformance versus the S&P.
Yeah, really strong action here. This is a big dividend stock, pays a big yield. Its earnings are expected to double. These are really cyclical plays because when, you know, all of a sudden, if there's just a little bit more demand than there are ships, those rates can surge. And when that demand falls a little bit, those rates can plunge. So this one, you can look just over in the earnings where we had these massive surge in 2021, then sort of fell back quite a bit the last couple of years, coming back up. So it comes and goes. And this seems to be a time when some of these shipping firms are back in favor. Nice move. This is one that, you know, be paying attention to because by the end of the day, it was starting to get extended. You know, it would have been, but you know, for most of the day, it was in range to be buying it. This could easily pull back into range, but this is why you want to have your watch list ready so you can make a decision. Mm-hmm. It's like, yeah, I want to buy that. It's clearing that entry. I want to go.
Yeah. And any news here or just a nice technical breakout?
I think, you know, that the shipping rates have been coming out. I don't think there was any specific news for this company.
Okay. Well, next on our list, and this is also a stock of the day, earnings in 2 weeks, which you likely mentioned, Ed, but just to reiterate that there. Okay, let's take a look at Ares Management. And we're close to a breakout level here with that 140 level in focus for investors.
Yeah, sort of cleared some early entries during the day. But now at this point with that resistance there, you might just want to say, I want to wait to see it actually break out. I mean, just like, let's see if you can actually punch through it. Obviously, it's tried a number of times to get up to those levels. There's that. On the positive side, it had sold off on earnings last week, but came back and turned positive. So that was a really nice upside reversal. There was a number of these stocks in this group that have been acting well, that didn't have necessarily great reactions initially to earnings, but are coming back up. So trading fairly tightly, right in that action after a big run. So this has been pretty constructive. You know, the earnings were down in the last quarter, but are expected to be, you know, pretty strong for the rest of the year. So that is something to be, you know, one reason why there's a lot of optimism about this stock and some of the other stocks in the group.
Okay, makes sense. And last but not least, let's take a look at ERJ. This is Embraer in the Aerospace Defense Group. We've been tracking this stock ever since it cleared an entry around that 18 level in late February and had a really nice run up before its last earnings report, Ed. And now we're seeing the stock in focus again here today.
Yeah, and had earnings pretty quickly, not too long of a gap between those earnings reports. It reported a loss on a GAAP basis, I believe. Strong revenue, strong backlog. It's expected to have a strong earnings for the year. And, you know, this sold off at the open just a little bit. Not, it retreated at the open, but it was never that bad. It only got down to the 10-day line and it came off those levels. So pausing a little bit, you know, it's fine. It's going to be, it's actually nice because now if it does clear that buy point, either it's a chance to add to it or a chance to start a position in this name. With Boeing struggling, this is a company that has an opportunity to really do well. And you can see that RS line has been doing well. Yeah, Boeing's RS line, not so much. Yeah. ERJ, that RS line is basically red highs. It's a blue dot, you know, because it peaked out past a buy point at one point today, you know, a lot this week. So that has been doing really phenomenally. A lot of Brazilian stocks, though. I don't know how much is Brazil focused, but there's a lot of things that are going right for this company.
Mm-hmm. You sure are right, Ed. All right. Well, thank you so much for breaking it all down for us. Anything of interest, speaking of earnings season, that we should be checking in on before we wrap?
Well, a couple of names. Toast, T-O-S-T. Leaderboard put this on the as an earnings options play, and it looks like it might pay off. I don't know what the exact price was, but that's bouncing up on earnings. And then on the downside, A-Lab looks like that's not ready for the workplace. really selling off here. You just don't know. I mean, there was some positive, some things. It's an IPO first report, having an ugly after hours right now.
Yeah, it sure is. All right. Well, we'll be tracking those two and others into the regular session tomorrow to see what happens. But thanks for putting those on our radar, Ed. And thanks everyone for tuning in. That is it for today, but we'll see you back in the morning on IBD Live, investors.com/IBD Live for all the details on that. And then we'll see you right back here tomorrow after the close. This show is for informational and educational purposes only, and nothing should be construed as a recommendation to buy, hold, or sell any securities. Any securities and investment strategies discussed may not be suitable for all investors. Make sure to consider consulting with your financial advisor before making investment decisions.